Isaiah 40, verses 3 through 5. And I'm reading from the King James Version. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. For every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. So when I was reading Isaiah a few months, well, it's actually probably a couple months ago, and I read this passage we just heard, and we heard sung as well. My Bible has annotations which inform me that the way of the Lord is a special theme, a favorite theme of 2 Isaiah. Now, you may be interested to know there are more than one Isaiah in the book of Isaiah, at least two. In the first 39 chapters, the prophet Isaiah speaks to the people of Judah of warning and of a devastation to come, that Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon will be conquering them and they will be hauled away into exile. So that is the theme primarily of the first 39 chapters. But then in chapter 40, 2 Isaiah appears, and his voice comes a couple hundred years after the first Isaiah. And his voice starts, "Comfort, comfort ye my people, speak tenderly to Jerusalem, that her warfare is ended and her iniquity pardoned." And then later we hear, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." These verses that we just read in Isaiah are quoted in all four Gospels, in whole or in part. So this is really important for us as Christians. What is the way of the Lord? Isaiah says it's a straight path, a highway of the Lord. The path is level with no rough places, straight, not crooked, and coming out of the wilderness. And on this path, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it. So is Isaiah talking about a real road here? In part. And who of us doesn't really like a nice straight road, nice highway that leads from A to B without too many twists or turns, without getting lost? And I'm sure many of us have experienced getting lost, being misled by our phones, for example. Recently, Fred and I took a trip to Cartinas to go on a hiking trail in Cartinas. So we dutifully followed our phone maps, which led us instead to Martinez and to a park in Martinez. So we gave up our quest for another day when we could look at a real map. Remember those paper maps that we used to unfold? Anyway, so is Isaiah really talking about a highway, a real road, a raised road? That's how it's translated. The highway is translated as a raised road, a smooth road with no bumps or potholes. And one does like to think of a highway being straight and smooth. Plus, this is the highway in which God will appear. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, a special path, raised up so all can see. Plus, it's coming out of the desert. The desert was where the books of the law were given, where the wanderers from captivity in Egypt were brought together as God's people. Let's look a little deeper at the meaning of these words. The words straight versus crooked. In Isaiah, it says, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill made low, and the crooked shall be made straight. So what's that all about? The word straight is translated in both Hebrew and Greek as upright or correct. And crooked is translated as perverse or deceitful. So if we use the translation, we could say, make correct or true in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up and every mountain and hill made low. The deceitful shall be corrected or made upright. The highway coming out of the wilderness is a vision of the Lord's appearing. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. The crooked shall be made straight. Deceit shall be corrected. God's glory shall be unveiled. So it's no wonder that the gospel writers quote this Isaiah passage in reference to Jesus coming. In Matthew, it's the voice of John the Baptist calling for repentance. John is the messenger, the forerunner of the Lord. Also in Luke, the quotation in Isaiah is ascribed to John the Baptist, a prophet like Elijah, even dressed like Elijah. In Mark, the gospel begins with the Isaiah quote. In Mark 2, the messenger is John the Baptist, who prepares the way of the Lord, the way of Jesus, the Messiah. In the gospel of John, it's a little different. When people ask Jesus who he is, Jesus quotes Isaiah and he says, I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. Later on in the Gospel of John, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So what is this way of the Lord? I think we could all be forgiven for desiring the image of God appearing in all his blinding glory on a straight, wide highway that all could see. Many did have this expectation of the Messiah. Many hope and believe his return will be like this vision, God returning for all flesh to see on a straight, raised road. But until and if we see Christ return in shining glory on a straight, raised road, we seek the way of the Lord, his truth, his light, the light of his love that God within us and God within every human being. We have to trust in the truth of this way of love, Christ's light within. And our eyes cannot often see this path. Nor can our reason come up with a 5-year plan of how we might know this way of truth and light. Where will it lead us? We sometimes are blind and we do not know, we do not see. Isaiah 42:16 says, I will lead the blind in a way they know not. In paths that they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I will do, and I will not forsake them. We don't like not knowing where we're going, not being able to see, not being able to think or plan out our paths. I'd rather be able to see a straight, wide road before me. I'd like to control my own destiny. But that's an illusion. It's not the way of the Lord. The way of the Lord is to sink deep into the light of his love, to embrace our own blindness, and to follow the light of Christ's love. We need help on this way. We don't do it alone. We need the support of friends on our journey. When baby Frederick, our little grandson, was struggling in the hospital, my light was often dimmed by terrible anxiety and anguish for the baby and for his parents. My need was great for your friendship and support. I called out to you and other family members for prayer. The terrifying week of his hospitalization began with his birth with the cord wrapped around his neck. Would he live? Would he take his first breath? Then a couple days later, his lung collapsed. Would he be all right? Would he be able to breathe on his own? Did he have some terrifying disorder? Fred and I would jump every time we would hear the ping of a text coming in. Couldn't sleep. How long would he have to stay in the hospital? One night, I was sorely tempted to sink deep into despair. I felt a crushing sadness. And just as I was ready to jump into that abyss, God took hold of me. God said, "Pray." So I sat in prayer in the stillness to listen to God's voice. And I felt the strength and power of your prayers that lifted me to new hope. The way of the Lord is to sink deep into the light of Christ's love. And we might not know where that path is going. And we do it, but we do it, community of faith. The way of the Lord for Berkeley Friends Church is murky these days. We don't see a straight, wide road before us. The pandemic changed everything. The need for the community for food was great. The Berkeley Food Pantry, which is a ministry of the Berkeley Friends Church, could not operate out of its small room. Meet the needs of the community and protect the volunteers, the pantry took over the worship room, using it to serve the hungry. As a community, the way before us is not clear. Do we, the worshiping community, try and worship, share the worship room with the Berkeley Food Pantry? Do we relinquish the room to the pantry to meet and meet in the fellowship hall? Do we make some other arrangement? Controversy has erupted in monthly meeting over the course of many months. We do not yet have clarity. We are anxious and sometimes angry, sometimes despairing of when, where, and how we might worship again in person. But the way of the Lord is clear. To sink deep into the light of Christ's love as individuals and as a community of faith, and we will find our way. This is the way of the Lord, the straight, true path. The path is truth. And we can depend upon it. We may be blind now. Let us pray for the light of Christ's love, his true way, to be revealed to us. And this Christmas time, let us prepare our hearts to receive and give the love of Christ in his true way. We may be blind, but Christ will open our eyes to light and truth.